the type of calls we're getting primarily is lack of, you know, no heat. People are, their furnaces are failing, and that's been a lot of it. There's been some frozen pipes, but not as many as we would kind of expect it. But there has been some, but that, you know, there'd be more probably this evening as people come home.
As far as the frozen pipes go, mm-hmm. how best can you avoid having frozen pipes?
Well, you know, some people like to turn their heat down, and so keeping the heat up, you know, to 70 degrees or so is good. If you suspect there's an issue that you've had in the past, I mean, keeping faucets dripping is always a good case, opening cabinet doors, those types of things. One thing we warn people, if you suspicion a frozen pipe, is to, well, just leave it and let it thaw out. But if that's the case, shut the water off in the house so you don't flood the home if you're not there, because you can do a lot of damage very quickly.
Marvin, if you already have a frozen pipe, how do you thaw it safely?
Well, professionally, there's equipment that we have that thaws it electrically-wise. It's kind of like a big battery charger, and that's how we thaw it. A hairdryer is, you know, if you can get to the exposed pipe, a hairdryer might be able to thaw it out. Open flame should never be used. People set their house on fire. That happens. Seems like it happens every year. So, I mean, those types of things, you know, should not be done.
Marvin, obviously prevention is always the best way to go, and it's going to get warmer, and then we'll have another cold snap undoubtedly. So if people haven't had their furnace checked over, haven't, you know, maybe there's an issue with the pipe, I would imagine that you guys always suggest to get somebody out just to check that out. So then when the cold snap does come, they're not in a panic situation, right?
Exactly. I mean, having your furnace checked out and you know, making sure that it's working properly is good thing to do. We, you know, everybody does our early season tune-ups, but a lot of people don't pay any attention to that.
How often should one have the furnace checked over?
Annually is best. A lot of, you know, and filters should be changed on a monthly basis. And just the cheap little filters are the best for them because it doesn't affect airflow. It's just like your car. You know, you need to have it serviced and tuned and making sure it's working correctly.